Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. I am joined by Steph Salazar.
Hello, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy very loud Friday here at the bar too.
Yeah, there are vibes happening downstairs right now.
So many vibes. We're also joined by Yaya over here. Yaya.
It's that time of week again.
What's coming out of your nose over there? What's going on?
Nasty things I know what he should be talking about.
I love the truthfulness.
This is such an unhinged Friday. First of all, we have so much happening at the bar right now. Like, we're already pretty busy. There's so many people. Everyone's really loud. This Northwestern Florida Atlantic game is kind of crazy.
It has been an insane game.
Yeah.
And a lot of people downstairs have, like, it's very split.
Yes.
There's like some Northwestern fans and some that Florida Atlantic, and it is wild.
Yeah. Well, like, Edgar's down there. He went to Northwestern probably.
Yeah.
I think that's something he talks about nonstop.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, all of the guys on the show that we're doing, the live stream, so I was just on it for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Their rule is they have to bet the underdog in all these games.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, this is the 8 seed versus the 9 seed, and I think Northwestern is the underdog.
Oh.
But then Spencer is like, no, Florida Atlantic's the better team. They were in the Elite 8 last year. And it's just been like actually one of the closer games this March Madness.
Yeah, this has definitely been one of the most entertaining games I think we've seen in the last like day and a half.
And you're also a Lobos adjacent fan, right?
I am. I went to New Mexico State, which is like the rival of UNM. However, my dad and my sister and my uncle, like every single human I know in my life are Lobos.
Yeah.
And so I found this that I got when I was like 1 year that I went to UNM. So it's like really old, but like it's not worn in because like I had it deep down in my like closet.
You don't wear it, but you got to support. You have to support your home state and your family.
Exactly. So like go New Mexico.
Go New Mexico.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited. Yeah, I've also, I didn't do it. We'll save the basketball talk for later. This is actually a Rocky show. My apologies, guys. But yeah, we have so much to talk about in the baseball world because the Rockies wanted to make a little March Madness of their own. They made a trade that kind of goes against everything that we know about the Colorado Rockies. So we're going to try to make sense of that in a little bit. Plus, we're going to talk about the biggest headline in baseball right now, the biggest headline in sports, too. Shohei, his interpreter, and this alleged illegal gambling. And
what a wild story.
What a crazy way for Shohei to start his new job.
Right. Literally the second day of work.
Right? Second day of work, and your bestie that got hired with you also gets fired.
Right. Like the drama.
We'll get into it. First, we really do have to shout out Factor Meals. They are bringing us all of this spring training coverage. Use DNVR Rocks 50. That is the code to get 50% off your first Factor box and free wellness shots for life with any active subscription. All right. Let's talk about, listen, just when you think the Rockies are moving in the right direction, just when you think they are trending in the right direction, they make a move that has me asking more questions than ever. So the Rockies have traded away Joe Rock, an incredible pitching prospect, lefty too.
I know. Like, this is literally a player that the Rockies need.
Yeah.
And
it's so wild to me because this is a higher draft pick.
I mean,
second round, 68th overall. And he's been moving up so fast in the system. He was drafted in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
pretty freaking recent. He ended the season at AAA. Spent really most of the season at AA.
Right.
He was there for one appearance in AAA.
Yeah.
But he's been moving up the system so quickly, and he's a lefty.
Which is, like, to Rockies fans, is, like, Christmas morning and, like, music to our ears. Right. Like, we need a lefty pitcher. So, like, why?
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 Why? It's so strange to me. So what they're getting, they are getting a first-round draft pick from the Tampa Bay Rays. Infielder slash outfielder Greg Jones. He's a middle-of-the-diamond guy. He's a shortstop, but he can also do outfield. But we already have an elite shortstop, or a soon-to-be elite shortstop. We already have, like, 17 outfielders who also play first base.
Yep.
I am so confused, and I'm not saying that Greg Jones isn't, like,
good,
a great player, because he sounds like he could be really exciting.
Yep.
But I didn't think we needed him.
I don't think we do. That is another, like, super frustrating thing, is, like you said, like, we're so stacked. Our infield, in my opinion, is one of the greatest infields that is in the NL.
Yeah.
But also, our outfield is just as incredible with, like, Chuck and Nolan and Doyle.
We have a gold glover. We don't need a center fielder.
No.
We have a gold glove center fielder.
You know what we need? Is a left-handed pitcher.
I would have loved an extra left-handed pitcher, and now we are down a left-handed pitcher. I am so confused. And I mean, again, I have more questions than answers when it comes to this. I also keep refreshing the, like, press box multimedia page to see if we have new Rockies, because I want, like, the Bud Black scrum from this morning.
Right.
I want, like, maybe a little more info. But yeah, he actually did. He answered some questions yesterday. So he was asked, the guys down there, I know, like, Thomas Harding and Patrick Saunders are down there right now.
They're asking the questions.
So yeah, obviously they're going to ask about what are we getting in this trade? But this is how Bud Black answered that question. Yeah, are we ready for that? All right, here's Bud Black on the Greg Jones acquisition.
Billy and his scouts and our scouts have done homework on this, so Billy can probably provide a better answer. But from what I'm hearing, and a little bit of work I've done just statistically, athlete who can really run, multi-positional player, dynamic with the speed, has shown a little bit of power. So we'll see. I mean, hopefully, in his mid-20s, change of scenery, can come into his own as a weapon who can, help us beat the opponent, right, with defense capabilities, with some speed, and potentially some upside here from what he's shown in the minor leagues with Tampa.
Yeah. So okay, we love a guy with speed.
Yeah,
we love a guy who can run and run and run for days and days. No. So I get that Greg Jones probably has some upsides, but again, losing a pitcher, a really fast moving in the system upwards pitcher.
The only, like, thing that I thought of that was, I think I was just telling myself to make myself feel better about this trade, was that maybe it has, like, a little bit of, like, insurance, kind of, in case, like, there's injuries.
And that's kind of, what Buddy was saying, too, because, we can't, you need all the outfielders, infielders, outfielders you can get.
It's just, with a team like the Rockies, you would rather have that pitcher that's doing really well than have, like, an insurance or, like, a backup utility guy.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter how good they are.
Exactly. Here's kind of what I'm thinking. I think they look at Nolan Jones and they see how they caught lightning in a bottle with that trade. And I think they just want to see if they can do it again.
Yeah. That's a good, like, thinking too.
But I don't know. Like, just because it worked once, I mean, doesn't mean you're going to get that magic all over again.
Nolan Jones.
Were you trying to say something?
It makes me mad. It makes me mad because it doesn't matter if it worked once or not. What you're trading away is way more valuable than what you're gaining back, because you already did it once. You don't need to do it again.
You already did it once. You don't have to do it again. This is so Rockies, though, because this is what we've seen. Let's bring it back to 2007, where the Rockies kind of lucked their way into this amazing run that brought them all the way to the World Series. And maybe, I'm not going to say the word fluke. I don't know the word that I'm thinking, but the Rockies saw that happen and how they really didn't do very much to make it happen. And they're like, we can do that again. And now they're just like, you know what? Let's run it all back. Everything that's worked like one time, let's just keep doing it, even though all the other times it doesn't work.
Right. And like, it's very rare that history repeats itself, and especially in sports.
Especially in sports. So yeah, let's talk a little bit more about Greg Jones. We're going to not look in the past. We're going to look to the future.
Yep.
So yeah, middle of the diamond guy, by the way, to make room for him on the 40-man roster, Sam Hilliard DFA'd.
That makes me a little bit sad to see Sam go, just because like he's been a Rocky before.
Yeah.
And, like, he's a good player. I don't have any like ill things to say about him.
It's like when you try to, it's like when you try to get back together with an ex, you're like, yes, this guy was great. Let's get back together. And then it lasts like all of 2 seconds. You're like, oh, yeah, this is why it's not working out.
Correct. And that is a great analogy that made me laugh so hard, because my life's a mess these days.
I'm so sorry.
But it literally made me flash back to my life. And I was like, ah, yes.
I am so sorry. I should have known better.
That was so funny. Don't apologize. I loved it.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, Sam Hilliard DFA'd. I mean, he's been scooped up twice before this offseason.
Yeah.
He might or might not get scooped up again. We will see what happens. More on Greg Jones. High draft pick. He was the 22nd overall pick in the 2019 draft. He is mostly a shortstop, but a little bit of an outfielder. He's got 191 games at shortstop, 42 games in the outfield during his professional career. 114 stolen bases through 270 games. And here's the other thing. So is this a guy that we're going to see on the opening day roster? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think he's going to be with the Isotopes for most.
Yeah.
Like at least the first part of the year. But I definitely don't see him making the opening day roster.
Yeah, and I think Buddy kind of echoed that too, because he's like, I mean, maybe, maybe not. Like, it's literally the guy just got here. If he was even there yet yesterday. Oh, hi. There's a dog in here.
There's a dog, and I just lost all my train of thought.
Is that Jules?
I'm so sorry.
Hi, Jules.
Jules.
Jules belongs to Tyler.
Can you come say hi to me, please?
Hi. Oh, my voice goes up so many octaves. She is, like, observing the crowd down there.
Do you want to be? Come here.
I did not have this on my March Madness bingo card. She's so busy right now. She is. Oh no, she sees the quesadilla. Do not eat my quesadilla.
No, Jules.
Oh my, Jules, you know better. Ladies and gentlemen.
What a hectic
show. Jules just tried to eat my quesadilla, but she didn't.
She didn't.
She just sniffed it. Good girl.
What a good girl.
Good girl.
Oh my God.
I can tell she's so overwhelmed right now with, like, she's like, why are there this many people at the bar at this hour?
And like all the lights.
I know. You're so cute.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. This is one of the greatest things.
Where is Tyler right now?
It's fine. You stay here.
Tyler, come get your daughter. Cutie.
I love her.
I love her so much. Come She's here. So sweet. Oh my God. No. Wait, we are cracking up this, right now.
It made my whole day. Like, I want her to be a part of the show.
But also... Yeah. Oh, she's so good. She's like, no, Dad, I'm being good.
Yeah.
Let me play.
That was so good. Bye, good. Jules.
Tyler picked her up and carried her on out. He's like, I did not know she came down here.
She looked like such like a disappointed toddler when you like take a toddler away from something they want. He was like, oh, Dad, I like these people.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Peter, TGIF is right. This is such a, we're Friday-ing so hard right now.
Yep.
We were talking about Greg Jones, the likelihood of him being on the major roster.
Yeah.
You're saying no. I'm saying no. At least, you know, definitely to start the season. But yeah, Rays had already optioned him to AAA Durham. So I think that is what he is ready for.
Right.
He is like, a AAA guy right now.
It could change. Like, who knows? The season's so long. So like maybe we will see him at 20th and Blake.
Yeah.
Like before the All-Star break or something.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't. I don't know.
I can't tell the future.
One last thing, though. I was on with Paul Holden on the Locked On Rockies podcast yesterday.
Ooh.
And he was, oh my gosh, why did I even bring this up? I had a good thought. And then I lost it.
Oh, no.
Oh, you know what? He was like, you know what? When the Rays call you asking for a pitcher, I feel like that's how you know he's a good pitcher. We don't know who called who.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't know who called who. But that's the other thing. I'm like, oh, man, if the Rays wanted him, we shouldn't have given him up.
I can't wait for like 2 years from now when he's like pitching in the World Series.
He's going to like win a Cy Young or something. And I'm just going to.
Isn't it like, even if the Rockies called and they're like, hey, we want Greg Jones. And they're like, give us your pitcher. Wouldn't you just be like, nah, I'm good. And you just hang up right there.
Honestly, like maybe we should. I think this is a strategy. If I were at a front office, this is what I would do. I would call teams and ask for their best players and see who they ask for in return.
That's genius.
And then that's who I keep.
Yeah, because then if someone else knows how good they are other than us, then you know that they're a keeper.
Is this groundbreaking or is that just being a piece of shit?
I think it's groundbreaking myself, but what do I know?
Okay, before we get into recapping these couple of spring training games, some transactions. We had some reassignments to minor league camp. Jeff Hartlieb, Jaden Hill, and Drew Romo have been reassigned to minor league camp. Evan Justice has been optioned to AAA. Coco Montez and Aaron Shunk also reassigned to minor league camp. The Rockies have a full-ass 40-man roster. They're down to 36 active players at major league camp.
Let's go.
Again, it doesn't mean that we're not going to see these guys. It's just like, you know, they're not going to be major leaguers to start the season right now.
Right. And like Coco Montez is one of those guys that like comes up and down. So we see quite a bit of him. But I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. We got some moves.
We got some moves. Things are cooking.
All right. Hey, you're not going to have to do a whole lot of cooking with Factor Meal Kits because all of their meals, they are made for you. It takes 2 minutes to prepare them. So you can fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. Like, they have pancakes, they have smoothies, they have more. They have such a big variety of easy options that'll take you through the entire day. And I can't stress this enough. I cannot wait for my Factor meals to arrive because I need them for the season. This is a long season. We work long days. So this is something that I need. They're so flexible for your schedule too. You can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every single week. And you can pause or reschedule deliveries for like, you know, when I'm on the road at any time. The perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options with no cooking required.
Yum.
Head to factormeals.com/DNVRROX50. That's DNVRROX50. That's also the code that's going to get you 50% off. Again, that code is DNVRROX50 at factormeals.com to get 50% off. We got to do a big shout out to Circa Sportsbook. The Circa Sportsbook Colorado app, because they are bringing us all this amazing March Madness coverage, by the way.
How cool.
It's very cool. Like, I've been making bets with Adam's money all day.
Yeah.
And they were close, but unfortunately none of them hit.
That's the best kind of bet to do, though, is like not your own money.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Yeah.
It was the most fun I've ever had betting. That's neither here nor there. You'll have a lot of fun betting on Circa Sportsbook with your own money or with Adam's money. We've got some good stuff going on, but yeah, Circa Sports Colorado. Download the Circa Sports Colorado app. Search Circa Sports Colorado in your app store, so you can actually find the right app. But yeah, download the app at circasports.com. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. All right.
Woot
woot. All right. Yeah, let's talk about the past couple of games because the Rockies have dropped their last two. Yeah, right now the Rockies are 14-10-2.
Yep. Which is a winning record.
It's a winning record. I mean, it is one of the better records. Did I like freaking jinx the Rockies? Because I don't think they've ever won more than like, or it's been a while since they've won more than 15 games in a spring training. And I was like, oh, yeah, we'll easily get to it. We have like at least 7 more spring training games yet. And that was on a show earlier this week. And now I'm like, oh, did I just like jinx the Rockies?
How, I don't think what, it was you. I wouldn't blame you.
I wouldn't blame me. I'm not going to blame Peter Lambert for Wednesdays, even though, you know, he was the losing pitcher in the game. But yeah, Lambert made his third start, his 6th spring training appearance, 3 runs through his 4 1/3 inning, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
The 1 walk thing is my favorite because I feel like that's a struggle that the Rockies pitchers have had for a while, is allowing so many walks.
Sometimes they just can't find that strike zone.
Right. And so that...
Not Peter Lambert.
That was really encouraging.
Very encouraging.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm going to... We've got some thoughts from Bud Black, of course. I'm going to leave out the part where Buddy says, I like his stuff. That's not what he sounds like. What a terrible... Hey, I like his stuff.
That was such a good
Buddy's going to sue me for making him sound crazy. No. He really likes the way, though, that he's been building up his stuff, too, or like just building up the innings. So... or the pitch count, you know, whatever, yeah. But anyway, the Rockies were definitely outpitched in that game. Peter Lambert, though, did his best. Here is what Buddy said about Peter Lambert's outing on Wednesday.
I think overall, I think Peter's in a good spot in spring training, March, with his stuff. So that's a good sign for things to come in for the season with his pitches. You know, the fastball was crisp, showed some good curveballs, good changeups. You know, they put a couple at bats together against him to nick him for a couple runs, hung the breaking ball to Walker, but I thought his stuff was fine. He got to 80 pitches, held his stamina, so I thought overall he threw the ball well. Their guys just, those guys outpitched us today.
The stuff.
The stuff. He likes his stuff. His stuff was fine.
The stuff was fine. What else did we see in that game? So that was against the Diamondbacks crew, by the way. We did see... What else did we have?
Brendan Rodgers is streaking.
We got to talk about Brendan Rodgers because, I mean, first of all, we get little game notes after every game from the PR crew. Brendan Rodgers has been in every single one for like the past 2 weeks. I feel like he has been a player of note. But the Rockies will be better when Brendan Rodgers is just on it for a whole season. And he's dealt with.
Knocking on that wood.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. But Brendan Rodgers went 1-for-3 with a double. He's hitting 8 consecutive games. He has a .435 batting average through those past 8 games.
One thing about, like, the Brendan Rodgers and, like, his streaking is, like, when I saw, like, your notes, I feel like he's had a semi-quiet spring in the sense that, like, you don't hear, like, every single day or, like, every single game, like, Brendan Rodgers, even though, like, he's on the PR notes or whatever. So, he's doing great, but, like, I feel like he's doing great quietly. If that makes sense.
He is just quietly crushing it.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah. What's also awesome, Elias Diaz, 1-for-2 with a triple, and Ryan McMahon was 1-for-3 with an RBI. Those are the other 2 hits that we got that day. Yeah, not a high-scoring game for the Rockies. 1 run on 3 hits. Meanwhile, the D-backs, 5 runs on 7 hits.
Those pesky Diamondbacks.
Those stupid National League champions.
Ugh. Did you see that? I forgot. It was one of, like, the news outlets. They put, like, Arizona Diamondbacks coming in second to last in the NL West. And I was like, I'm sorry. The Diamondbacks that went to...
The World Series?
The World
that
Series?
Were just in the World Series?
Like, it was one of those things that, like, I myself felt a little dumb. So I was like, wait. No, they were just in the World Series. Like, there's no way. Like, sure, the Dodgers are going to win the NL West.
Yeah.
But there's no way that they're going to come in second to last in this division.
I think that really just says more about the level of talent that we are up against in the National League West. I think that just says more about that than what people expect from the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they improved this offseason. Mm-hmm. So, It's crazy. That would be such a shame if they missed out on winning the NL West and missed out on a wild card spot because this division is just so bad shit crazy.
I know, because, like, I'm obviously not a Diamondbacks fan, but like they're a fun team to watch.
They are.
And they're
fun.
A great group of guys to watch play baseball. So like it would be super disappointing.
Well, you know what? I also want to see a lot of ourselves in the Diamondbacks because, of course, they. One of those teams that turned it around from 100 loss to World Series appearance so fast.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yeah, that's it's lucky, but it's also, it speaks to just how much they were able to do, how much the front office was able to do, too.
Yeah.
And just, like, changing up the scenery there.
Yeah.
That's wild. That is pretty crazy.
I know. I thought the same thing.
Yeah. Wow. It makes me feel great about what the Rockies are up to. That's for sure. All right. We had a fun game versus the Cubs yesterday. The Rockies did have the lead for most of this game.
Mm-hmm.
Until they didn't. Yeah. Losing pitcher Victor Vodnik, who came in for that final inning, gave up some hits and that 3-run homer that gave the Cubs their first and final lead. But let's take it back to the beginning, the Ryan Feltner start. He went into that game, by the way, with a 9 ERA.
Yikes.
Okay, but this is his third spring training start, his fourth spring training appearance. He allowed just one earned run on four hits through his 4 2/3 innings of work. One walk. Six strikeouts.
See, not bad.
You know what? That is exactly what I like to see from Ryan Feltner.
Yeah.
Brought down that spring training ERA to 5.40.
In one appearance.
Yeah, no, he was good. He was really good.
Yeah.
He's allowed just two runs, though, over those 8 2/3 innings pitched across the last two starts.
Right.
His starts, a 2.08 ERA.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Yeah. I got so excited yesterday when I was starting my notes, I was like, oh, Drew Smyly's going to start the Cubs game against the Rockies. And then I go into game day that morning and it says, Yency Almonte is starting. I'm like,
We know him.
We love Yency.
We love Yency.
He was just the opener. Okay. I mean, I'm assuming it's, you know, to have him face the most major league players possible
right.
to get him ready for the season.
Yep.
As a righty reliever. But yeah, we love, I feel bad that he and his family missed out on the Korea trip. Because he's been with the Dodgers for the past couple of seasons.
Yeah.
That's okay. Let's travel.
That'd be great content, too, because he's like one of like the funniest and coolest guys.
He's so funny. My theory is, I swear, so his like nickname, like his handles on social media is Showtime.
Yeah.
I feel like the Dodgers only got rid of him because they were like, no, Shohei's here now. We can't have two Showtimes. That is my conspiracy theory. My tinfoil hat theory.
I could get behind that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what else makes sense? Charlie Blackmon hitting a home run.
Josie is not on a vacation far away because Charlie Blackmon is doing great and having a great spring training.
Such a good spring training. Yeah, that was his second home run in three games. He went 1-for-3 with 2 RBI. He's slashing 333, 366. 513 over 14 games this spring. And Brendan Rodgers once again went 1-for-3. He continued the streak to 9 games.
Nice.
Since March 6th.
Yeah.
It is like the 22nd right now.
Yeah.
That is such a long time.
That is a very long time. Streaks in baseball are the best.
They are the best. Yeah. He's hit in 13 of his last 15 Cactus League games. And Nolan Jones too? He was actually, Nolan Jones was in center field, which is something he's actually never done before.
I saw that and I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. Let's see. Nolan Jones is so good.
You know what? They were like, well, last year we introduced you to just the outfield in general. Let's try you over here.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can get done.
What a guy.
He was good at the plate too. Went 1-for-3 with a double. He's got an on-base streak that goes 8 games.
Also great.
Pretty dang good.
Yeah.
Anything else interesting in this game? Oh, yeah. This game was not on anyone's radio at all. So I'm just, like, following on the game day app.
Yeah. I get, like, 20 notifications from, like, 20 different apps now about, like, Rockies and, like, when they score and who does what. Like, I really need to sit down and, like, consolidate it before the season starts because my phone and my watch go crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Mark, you know what? We'll... let's address Mark's comment real fast. The fifth rotation spot is looking ultra shaky, assuming Freeland, Quantrill, Feltner, and Hudson are the first four, but that leaves Gomber and Lambert. I mean, I think it's more than likely, way more than likely, going to be Gomber over Lambert, but that doesn't mean I'm not concerned about Austin Gomber. He's probably the pitcher I'm the most worried about right now.
Same.
And like, I'm not saying like we haven't seen moments of greatness from him, because he has had some great outings, but each season we're just seeing like more and more like cracks starting to form. I'm not saying like, oh, this guy's a bust. I'm just saying I'm worried.
Same. It's like, it's the consistency thing for me is, like you said, like he has like a great outing and you're so excited about it. And then his next start, it's like a completely different person. And it doesn't make sense to me, but I'm also not like a major league pitcher, so I don't know. Yeah. But like the consistency thing is definitely something that worries me.
Definitely super concerning. I'm right there with you. I like Ryan Feltner in this rotation though. I will say that. Love Ryan Feltner in this rotation. He could have had a great season in the rotation if he didn't have to endure the most insane injury that you can get as a pitcher.
The craziest injury. I know. You were at that game.
I was at that game. We were talking about this like amongst our friends, because we have a cystic fibrosis walk coming up, and Danny was like, oh yeah, last year that was the same day that Ryan Feltner's skull fracture happened. And I was like, yeah. That was the same day?
It was. I remember I was in LA watching the Dodgers, texting you from the game, and you're giving me like a play-by-play on what's going on.
That was Mother's Day weekend too.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was awful.
You wonder what we talk about amongst our friends. It's this.
It's this. It's still baseball. But, another interesting thing, though, about Feltner. So, also, by the way, 80 pitches through those of 5 2/3 innings. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. 50 strikes. We like that. The first batter he walked, by the way, came about 45 pitches in.
Oh.
And then he gave up a double, and then that walker scored. And that was what got the Cubs on the board.
Mm.
Because, what do we say? Walks haunt. The walks be haunting.
Yeah. No one likes a walk.
No one likes a walk.
No one wants to be no walking.
One of these days. So whenever we're in the press box, the Rockies press corps is like absolutely hilarious. Everyone is so unhinged.
Yeah.
Everyone's the personality hire. But Thomas Harding and Patrick Saunders, they've been on this beat together for such a long time.
Yeah.
And they're such different personalities, but they're such good friends. But we will be in the press box, and if someone walks, they do this thing where they go, ooh, like they're ghosts.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
So one of these days, hopefully when Kale and I are down at spring training starting Monday,
Yeah. Hopefully
I can see some walks so I can get a, so I want to share this with you because it's so funny.
I need this to happen.
It's so goofy. And before I met these guys, I didn't know that they were so silly. Like, they're so good at their jobs, but they can be so silly.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a treat to cover this team, and like being around other reporters who are just pleasant to be around is part of it.
Yeah. It's like icing on the cake.
It is icing on the cake. It really is. I was going to try to like have some flashy transition. I simply can't. Let's take it to the floor. Empire Today. They hooked us up with floors, by the way, and we are obsessed. But with Empire Today, you can get that shop at home convenience, the right product for your needs, and a quick and professional installation with a price match guarantee. The best place to go for new flooring. No one beats them on quality, service, and speed. And the theme song has been in your head since childhood for a reason. They've been in business this long for a reason. They are the best at it. And another cool thing, that shop at home convenience we mentioned, they have a virtual floor designer, so you can envision what your floors are going to look like in any space, either at your home or your business. But yeah, schedule a free in-home estimate today. All of our listeners can get a $350 discount when they use promo code DNVR. Some restrictions do apply, but go to empiretoday.com/DNVR for details. And fam, it is Volo season. I know everyone here is so excited about all of the amazing leagues coming up. You can play in any league you want to, basically, with Volo Pass. It's $20 a month. But keep that in mind, because you could get it for less. Great way to meet new people, by the way. Stay active, play games, and you have unlimited access to pickups, league drop-ins as a sub, and you can get league discounts up to $50 for your discounted access to tournaments, events, even fitness classes, and all of the perks. You can use these in any Volo city, too, so not just Denver. But go to the... Sign up on the Volo app. Use code DNVR3. You can get that pass that I just described for just $10 a month for the first 3 months. But check out the link in the description of this podcast. Woot woot. All right, I'm going to take a sip of this water. Steph, did you wake up early for any of these first two regular season games that happened in Seoul, Korea?
The first one, I had plans to, and once my alarm went off, I was like, it ain't my teams. I don't know if that makes me a bad baseball fan. It's fine, but, like, it's the Dodgers, so whatever. But the second game, I did wake up to watch the craziness that was that game. So, like, I feel like I picked a good game to, like, wake up for.
Yeah, you definitely picked the the crazier of the games. I did the opposite. So I woke up at 3:45 for that first game. And then I tried to sleep in. I was like, okay, I already watched this first game.
Yeah.
These aren't my teams. I'm going to sleep it. But like I couldn't sleep in because I woke up at 3:45 the morning before.
Yeah, so your body's just like, let's go.
Let's just woke up at 5:30. And I'm like, all right, as I'm watching this game. And I was like, wait, the score is what? And what is happening? Crazy, crazy, crazy games. And of course, with a big cloud over them with all of the Shohei Ohtani stuff. But I want to talk about Yamamoto first. Their big, expensive new pitcher, 5 hits in 1 inning. This the most expensive pitcher that anyone signed.
In 1 inning? That what blew my mind.
He's got a 45 ERA.
Money well spent. And, like, I saw a bunch of jokes of, like, people saying it made me laugh. So I won't take credit for it. This is not my brain. that the Dodgers were in fine October form, that... Yamamoto should have waited until, like, you don't play that bad until October. Like, I don't think he got the memo.
Oh my gosh, no one told him that the Dodgers fold in October, right? Not in March.
Not in March, not in the first game that you're playing of the season. Like, you got to save that shit for October, my guy.
Stop, that's so funny. That is so funny. You know, I think, I don't know, am I really remembering this wrong? Didn't you, Darvish, have like a little bit of an adjustment?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just like, because no matter how much you replicate your routine from abroad when you come to America, it's still different.
It is. And then to have like his first start with a brand new team at a place that they never play and have never played at.
Yeah.
Like that also is probably not helpful to him or to any of the pitchers, really.
No.
But so... He's gonna get it. Like he's gonna figure it out.
He's gonna
be fine. Dodger fans can relax.
But what if he doesn't?
But what if he doesn't?
What if he doesn't?
Plot
are
twist.
Are you saying there's a chance?
I said that to someone this morning. That's the second reference of that quote today.
I'm not rooting for anyone's downfall, but my goodness, some downfalls sure would make it a little easier for the team that we follow.
It would.
Because we've got a big rocky road ahead, no pun intended. The Dodgers, I feel like, have a little bit of a rocky road press-wise because they've lost, like, the translator that
Shohei had.
I feel so... I'm going to start this off. I'm assuming everyone also has, like, heard about this story. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter fired after allegedly using Ohtani's funds at an illegal sports book. But this is what... I feel so bad for Shohei Ohtani because, like... His translator, Ipe, they like weren't just like coworkers. They're were
friends.
Besties. Like not even like friends. Like teammates have described their relationships like a brotherhood.
Yeah.
And that breaks my heart because he just started a new job with a brand new team. And this was like a familiar person who literally is the
way he communicates
right.
with his teammates, with the media, with his coaches. Like, mm-hmm. this is his lifeline, and it's just got to be really throwing him off to lose someone like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, if what we've heard from the reports is true, that he didn't know, that's got to be really heartbreaking too.
Yeah.
Because that's a betrayal.
I agree. Like, it goes deeper than just the fact that he lost $4.5 million of his own money. It, mm-hmm. like Susie said, like, it goes to the, like, their friends, their brothers.
Yeah.
Like, he lost, like, a very important person in his life. And I don't know how you mend that. I don't know if he wants to. Like, I'm not in that situation, so I don't know. But that definitely is, like, the saddest part mm-hmm. of it. And then now, like, what are they going to do? Like, are they...
What are they going to do?
Are they going to bring in, like, Otani's wife? And can she, like, be the interpreter? What a chaotic move.
Why do we always see the interpreter for these players as a man? Where are the female interpreters?
Because of the locker room.
I'm in the locker room every day.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
I think that's the reason the excuse.
I don't think that's good enough an excuse. I'm in that locker room all the time. The damn time.
I don't make these choices. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
I think you should switch your Duolingo from Spanish so you can do it.
That's the meme I've seen, like, me applying to be Shohei's interpreter after 30 minutes on Duolingo.
Duolingo makes you feel the most confident you could ever feel, I feel like.
Right? Like, I know. I mean, I've been doing Spanish on Duolingo for such a long time. I feel so confident telling people that I do not eat apples. That is, I feel like I picked up the most Spanish. I follow a lot of baseball accounts on Twitter.
Yeah.
I've been watching this show called Caso Cerrado.
Yeah.
Which is the Mexican version of Judge Judy.
Right.
I think they film it in Miami, though.
I've watched it with you a couple times.
Do you watch that show?
It's a Mexican staple.
It's so crazy.
It's a staple. Like, it's a staple in Mexican culture. Like, it's a meme. Like, people use it as a meme. Like,
the chick, the judge, the host, like, she is not just, like, the judge. Like, she also, like, sings and raps the theme song.
It's an amazing show.
It's the best thing ever.
My grandma watches it.
Yeah, the cases are also insane there. Like, they're super fabricated, but super insane.
Yeah, I don't care how fake they are. They're so good.
We're not watching for the law of it, okay?
It's like Jerry Springer with Judge Judy.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
In Spanish.
Yeah. If Jerry Springer and Judge Judy had a baby, it would be Caso Cerrado.
Yep.
And she would be beautiful. She's the best show ever.
She can do it all.
I'm so glad we're talking about this. Oh, by the way, we got UAB on right now versus San Diego State. Bud Black's own San Diego State, who was in the championship game last year.
My dad, because he's a Lobo fan in Mountain West, is so bitter at the fact that San Diego State got a higher seed, even though the Lobos won the Mountain West. And I keep reminding him, I'm like, but Bud Black.
don't forget Alan Trejo.
And Alan Trejo, like, two guys that, like, I adore, went to this school.
You want one more?
Yeah.
Voice of the Isotopes, Josh Sushan.
We love Josh.
No, we do. Tony Gwynn. Yo.
So many names.
If you name a San Diego State alumni, and we'll give you a shout out.
Yes.
Mark, by the way, is in the chat. We're going to, you know what? We've been talking about Otani. We're not talking about Mexican TV staples, although we could do a whole episode. Mark in the chat, I don't believe there's any way Otani didn't know. Wiring money that large from someone else's account is very fishy. So I do want to bring it back to this, because I've been reading all the comments on all the different posts about this story, and so many people just seem entirely convinced that Shohei was the one gambling,
right,
and his interpreter is the fall guy.
Right.
I think even one of our coworkers was like, oh yeah, like, he can't be that clean of a person. Like, he's got to have a vice. He can't be that perfect.
The only reason I don't believe that is because there's been so many reports about people that are close to Otani and know him that say that he doesn't know any other sport than baseball.
Yeah.
Like, he loves, eats, breathes, dies baseball. So unless, like, these bets are, like, baseball bets,
yeah,
I can't really see Otani being, like, part of it. But then again, like, we don't know the whole story.
We don't know the whole story. We don't know what these bets were on. And I think Ipe said that, like, he didn't bet on baseball. It was just a lot of other sports.
Right.
We'll have to look to see if any of those were on some Japanese basketball games.
Oh, maybe.
Some women's basketball games.
Some women's basketball games.
Oh my gosh. This whole thing.
What a mess.
I do have a theory though. Here's my only hot take tinfoil hat theory.
Okay.
So right now, you know, from what we know, MLB is not investigating Shohei Ohtani at all.
Right.
And I mean, so apparently he's not being investigated at all. So, I mean, that's a good sign on his part. My theory is that if he either can't come back as a pitcher or he just isn't the level of player that we're used to, I have a feeling that maybe MLB would be like, you know what? Now we're investigating.
Yeah, I could see that.
Even though it was a couple of years ago, we're going to look into it. And then the Dodgers can get out of that big contract.
Another question that I had is,
yeah.
So the Dodgers are obviously like a very huge team mm-hmm. in the MLB in America. But if this was happening and Ohtani played for like the Mets or for New York, mm-hmm. like would they be investigating him immediately or would they just wait too? Because like I don't know if there would be a difference in teams that would make them go about this any differently. It's just me talking out loud. I'm not accusing anybody or anything.
We are just all wondering. Mark in the chat is adding, I've seen that man at the front row for Rams games. I mean, how much is Shohei Ohtani paying attention at a Rams game? Personally, I do not know.
I think he went to one Rams game when LA got him, and he went like that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he... Maybe he's a huge Rams fan. What the heck do I know?
Or maybe he's just supporting the team in town because that's what... I think that's what all players should do.
Right.
Everyone should do that. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
I'm very, very curious to see. Drama, drama, drama.
Yep.
Some more drama. We found out today that Jackson Holliday is not making the Major League team
this year.
Not going to be an Oriole to start the season. I know some people downstairs were like, what are they waiting for? What else does he have to prove? Like, maybe they... Here's the thing. Like, Jackson Holliday has grown up with a dad who was a major league legend, mm-hmm. and they have this amazing facility at their house where he can train whenever he wants to.
Right.
I'm wondering if the Orioles are like, you know what? He needs a little challenge. We're just going to give him one challenge.
That's fair.
Let's just have him...
I definitely think he's going to, like, come up this year, for sure.
There's no way he won't come up. He has to.
So, like, just because he didn't make the Major League roster doesn't make him any less of, like, a great player. Because I cannot wait to see him.
He's 20 years old.
Yep.
He has a long career ahead of him.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the end of the world making him wait a couple more months.
I don't think so either.
I am a little surprised, though, that they didn't start him on the major league roster.
I was expecting it. I think that's why this came as such a shock, mm-hmm. is because we were all expecting him to be on the major league roster.
You know what? The Orioles are just like doing these. They're breadcrumbing us right now. They're like, no. Keep following. Keep following.
Stick with us.
Keep waiting. Shout out to Mark in the chat, by the way. You are the chattiest person. He's always down for having some Dodgers drama.
Who isn't? I guess Dodgers fans, but
sucks to suck. You know who is getting the call up? The Rangers number 6 prospect, Wyatt Langford, an outfielder. He is making the opening day roster. Pretty big deal. They are the reigning World Series champions. Can't wait to see it.
Also, right before we started, the Brewers' number 1 prospect made the roster.
No way.
Yeah. And Brewers fans are hyped on this guy.
Okay. All right. You're going to tell us about him in just a second. First, real fast, I do want to shout out our friends at College Invest. Because, listen, not every child is going to be a Jackson Holliday, 20 years old, on the verge of the majors. You might need to start saving for college now. It's better to do it sooner rather than later. And College Invest makes it so easy. They have flexible savings plans, and you can even get a Colorado tax deduction on those too. So the other great thing too, not just for, you know, the classic four-year colleges, you can use these savings at trade schools, even apprenticeships across the country. Open your account at collegeinvest.org. We got to talk about Fubo TV too, because Fubo is the best way to watch sports here in Colorado. It's actually the most cost-effective way to watch the most sports in Colorado, because my goodness, why is it that trying to watch sports in Colorado is a damn sport in itself?
Literally. It's the biggest challenge.
Jumping through hoops.
So many hoops.
Hoops. You can watch some hoops and more with more than 140 live channels of sports, shows, movies, and news. And you can stream live TV from any device with Fubo. And you can start watching immediately with a free trial. No contract, no cable, no hassle. Just sign up and start watching. And listen, you can watch live. You can also watch all your faves with 1,000 hours of cloud DVR included at no extra charge. So you can wait till you're back home, or you can watch your teams while you're traveling too. Watch all your favorite. Watch all your favorite sports and more with Fubo. Go to www.fubotv.com/DNVR to sign up and get 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro.
Nice.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So who is this prospect?
Jackson Carrillo.
Oh my gosh. Wait.
He's the outfielder.
This is so funny to me because I'm like, oh, when in doubt, the prospect's name is Jackson.
Yeah.
There's so many dudes. Jackson was such a popular name like 20 years ago, and now they are all about to be major leaguers.
Now they're all playing baseball.
They're all playing baseball.
But he's the outfielder that the Brewers gave a huge deal to.
Oh, that's the guy.
That's the guy.
That's the guy.
And he's had a great spring training. But like, the Brewers are like one of those teams, kind of a little bit like the Rockies in certain ways, that the Brewers have so many outfielders. It's stupid. And then they have like one of the greatest ones, and like my personal favorite, Christian Yelich.
Yeah.
But he's like getting up there like in age.
He is getting older. Yeah. He's not a spring chicken anymore.
He's the oldest
man in the world.
Oh yes. My gosh. He's the oldest outfielder at spring training right now. And he's like 32. 31.
At their spring training.
Their spring training. Okay. The Brewers spring training.
I was like, I think Charlie Blackman's older.
No. The Brewers spring training. I switched to being a Brewers fan for a minute.
Yes.
Now I'm back.
She has two sides of her brain.
Yep.
Well, that's exciting for them.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped.
We love a Major League debut. We all do. We all do. Let's talk about the trade market. It's just Jordan Montgomery. Wait, did you see also... speaking of, we've seen a lot of Boris clients sitting on the shelves.
Yeah.
Zach Veen is now a Boris client.
I did. I saw him post that on Instagram.
It's crazy.
Yesterday.
Wow, wow, wow.
I know.
Ooh.
Ooh, what's going to happen?
Ooh, he's going to try to get Zach Veen traded. And Zach Veen's just going to be a free agent for way longer than he wants to be.
I'm not excited about it. I try to be like, not negative thoughts immediately once I saw it. Cause like, good for him. Like, that's so great for Veen.
Yeah. But Boris is always trying to do a little too much.
Too much.
And I think this year, especially, we saw so many of his free agents, they asked for so much.
Right.
And they got way, way less than what they were looking for.
Yeah. His like strategy is to go big right away and then just trickle down the mountain. But like, that doesn't work all the time.
It doesn't. And, I mean, I'm starting to wonder, Scott Boras cooked?
Maybe. That could be a topic on another podcast.
No, he's probably not cooked. He's just, maybe he got a little overconfident this year.
Yeah, especially because he had so many guys.
He probably looks at the mirror. He's like, I'm Scott fucking Boras.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Good luck to Zach Veen.
And yeah, it really is just Jordan Montgomery. I feel like every time we talk about this, we have like, first started off like a list of five. Then it just went down.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Guys, we got to, like, wrap it up because what time does the Buffs show start? 1:30. We got to wrap it up. By the way, the show will... Okay, so you'll come back when the season starts because we're going to be on the road. Mm-hmm. Kale and I are going to be on the road starting Monday. So the show will be back Wednesday. On the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. We'll be live from Phoenix down there, but we'll be posting updates on social media the whole time we're down there. So make sure you are staying tuned in to DNVR underscore Rockies on Twitter. Turn those notifications on.
Yeah,
guys.
I'm so excited for you guys. I can't wait.
We're going to have all the news.
I know.
All the Rockies news you could ask for and maybe more than you want.
There's no such thing.
Yeah, probably back on Wednesday, guys. But do keep in mind that all of our spring training reports are brought to you by Factor Meals. Use code DNVRROCKS50 for 50% off. And all right, Steph, we're gearing up for the season. Where can we follow you on social media?
You can follow me at StephSal_24 on all platforms.
I love that. Yeah. Where can we follow you?
You know my rule, DNV_Rapids on Twitter. That's my favorite place.
His whole personality is the Rapids.
We love it.
The team is great, but the personality sucks.
It's not great.
It's not great. We love you, Yaya. I'm so sorry. I'm a bully. He's a bully. It's fine. You can follow me at TheSusieHunter on all platforms and stay updated at DNVR_Rockies. And Steph, you know what I love to say about closing out a show like this?
That's baseball.
That is baseball.
That is baseball.
And that's the show. We will be back on Wednesday right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. Have a great weekend.
Bye.